At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner is back in the district on a little bit of break from Congress, also back from an international trip, and she joins us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Ann, how are you?
I am fabulous. Winding down in August where we've gotten around the district. I've done a little work-related traveling internationally, and believe it or not, before school started for the kiddos again, I was able to get in a little Gaga or grandma babysitting time. So we have maximized it here. I can tell you it's been great. You know, I've been everywhere from car dealerships to dairy farms to amazing adult and children domestic abuse centers that have done a lot of great work. Some places in Franklin County, honestly, that help transition homeless families in the region, which is super. But now to the range to
nice.
Shoot and to talk about gun safety and other things. Even did a one big beautiful bill town hall with American for Prosperity. It was very well attended. Just got off a international trip for the Intelligence Committee to Japan. So we're not letting any grass grow under our feet here.
Well, I want to talk about Japan and some of these other things. Let me start, though, with the big, beautiful bill. I mean, obviously, the passage goes back here a little bit, but the president was even talking about this today.
It's a massive tax cut for the middle class. It's a massive tax cut for jobs. And it's, I mean, think of it, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security. So seniors, I don't know how you can vote for anybody else. And, you know, just think of that and no tax on overtime.
You know, the Social Security thing, as someone who is not on Social Security and probably won't be on it here for a little while, that's always just aggravated me that there's tax on all the money that people have saved over the years. So I hope that somehow holds. Is that one of those, you know, things in the big, beautiful bill that could expire, or is that permanent?
No. This is a really fantastic program, but it will be a little confusing for seniors. So I want to make it clear, when we say no tax on Social Security, what that means is when they do their taxes, when during tax time, they will actually check a box and they will receive a $6,000 rebate tax refund from the taxes that they would have paid on their Social Security. So that is how it's going to work. And $6,000 is a big chunk of money. It takes in about 95% of those that are actually receiving a Social Security check. On top of those that were taken care of about no tax on tips, that'll come through on their W-2s. And also no tax on overtime. This is a great program for hourly workers, for parents. The president's right. there is everything about this bill is going to make you more prosperous and, frankly, more secure. And it is truly unbelievable to me that every single Democrat in the United States House and Senate voted for a huge tax increase, probably the largest tax increase in American history with this bill. I mean, even doubling, they voted to cut in half the child tax credit to probably overall, I'd say, a standard deduction. It would have doubled that and probably robbed Americans of another $10,000 from their hard-earned money. I mean, this is a federal tax cut of about $10,000 per family that was extended had we not gotten this done, along with, like I said, some of the other sweeteners that are out there.
I would say in a sea of journalistic malpractice, of which just in the last year we could count so many different things, I think this is a highlight. I've talked about this several times because, you know, we kind of talk about it now like, okay, you know, the tax cuts got renewed. That's all well and good. But look, you had an entire year, more than that, of a presidential campaign where nobody in the legacy media, and even now, nobody really pressed the Democrats when this was on the line to say, you realize that if you don't support this, not that they have to support everything in it, but they never were pressed on that issue of giving every American taxpayer a tax increase if they would have it their way. Kamala was let off the hook on this. She was never asked about it. It's ridiculous. And I know that people like you and me and the president tried to repeat that, but the media sort of kind of ignored it like it wasn't even a deal. And it was a pretty big deal, I would say.
A big, big, big deal, a largest tax cut extended, and most of the provisions, Mark, made permanent, unlike
That's
the first
right.
Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And then also, they've left out how we've made Americans more secure. I mean, the investment in border security and national defense is absolutely amazing. And what has happened already at our southern border, we have gone, and just think about these numbers for just a minute. We've gone from 1 million illegal aliens pouring into our country over the last 6 month period to now just 56,000 illegals getting stopped and promptly turned away at the border. That's a 95% drop even before the Big Beautiful Bill. And what will happen now is a whole bunch of money is going to go to finish the 700 miles of primary border wall, 600 miles of secondary barriers, 900 miles of the river barriers. All those people that were the Biden administration was coaxing across the Rio Grande and were losing their lives because of it. We'll put those barriers up now, you know, 3,000 new Border Patrol agents, 5,000 new Customs and Border Patrol agents also. I mean, it's just the money that is going towards ICE, another $30 billion for enforcement and deportation activities. So when I say this is going to make you more prosperous, it's also going to make you much more secure. Another $150 billion for defense that I can't say enough is going to come home here to Missouri. We've got F-47 stealth fighter that's going to be funded, the MQ-25. It's a kind of a refueling drone. Our F-15 EX Eagle fighters. I mean, that's just the beginning of it. Plus, he's going to put in the missile defense of the Golden Dome to the tune of about $25 million. So this bill is chock full of good things for the American people that, as I said, are pro-worker, pro-growth, pro-family, and pro-keeping you safe and secure. So I'm real proud of it. I'm out there talking about it, and folks are excited. So it's good. It's good to be able to get out and be the truth tellers on it.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner is with us this afternoon. Tell me about the trip to Japan. What was that all about? Is that economic focused?
No.
Oh.
This is all my intelligence work.
Okay.
So remember, the speaker put me on the intelligence committee, a small group. This is year 13 for me. So you have to have a certain level of seniority and have earned your wings, so to speak, in terms of discretion and being able to work on true classified top secret.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Secret SCI type operations that are going on in the United States and across the world. So this was a trip that I made on behalf of the Intel. We conduct oversight, basically, of about 18 different agencies within the federal government, including the CIA, the ones you'd think of, the NSA, the DNI, others. It's an alphabet soup. But really, I was in the region building partnerships with our foreign allies. We just really discussed the growing and persistent threat that's posed by the Chinese Communist Party in the Pacific. So I was working with our interlocutors on military bases, going from island to island, our intelligence agencies, and that of the country of Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, training exercises, how we share certain amounts of intelligence and information building. Our intelligence community is absolutely the best and most professional and most capable in the entire world. And we've got to have, though, partners, especially in the Korean Peninsula, which is my area of responsibility on the intelligence committee. And it was a whirlwind of a trip, and I'm still a bit jet lagged, but had to get it done, and it's important work that, again, keeps us all, I hope, safe and secure.
Yeah, the South Korean president at the White House yesterday, actually. Now, at the same time you're doing this, the president is getting together not only with Vladimir Putin, but with the leaders of Western Europe on this Ukraine issue. In fairness, he said, you know, this thing was going to be solved the day after he got into office. He's realizing this is a little trickier. What are your hopes for diplomacy moving forward? Because this Zelensky-Putin meeting is not coming together quite as fast as I think the president would like it to at this point.
Well, and the president's going to lose his patience with Vladimir Putin, and he has before, and he can't be trusted. He's a KGB agent. He's played rope-a-dope with us for decades here, and he's got to stop the killing. We need to have a ceasefire, and we need to be able to sit down and talk about what is a good and viable outcome, both for the Ukraine and for Russia. I am looking towards secondary sanctions. I want anybody, any country that's purchasing oil from Russia and lifting up their economy and allowing them to continue the fight and to slaughter thousands and thousands of Ukrainians day after day, week after week, not to mention their own forces that are being slaughtered also in what is now a 3-year war. Anybody that's providing Russia economic aid through oil money ought to have to be sanctioned out the wazoo, and I want it done. So we're looking at some of those options. I think the money will get Putin to the table. We'll see. I know that our European NATO friends have stepped up, not just 2% of their GDP towards defense, but are now at 5%. And they get it, and they know they're going to have to be very much a part of the solution to this war and to keeping the peace in Ukraine. So we'll see where things go, but I know it's a frustration for the president. It's a frustration, I think, for all of us, and it's one that the big obstructionist here is is Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to run out of time here, but I got to hear your thoughts as someone who represents a specific congressional district in Missouri. Now we're already talking about new redistricting efforts. If the governor moves forward with this, there's pressure from the Trump administration. We've watched what's happening in Texas and in California. I'm a little uneasy with redrawing congressional lines every couple of years, but your thoughts on what might happen here in Missouri?
Well, that's going to be completely up to the state legislature. You know, they draw the lines, the state House and the state Senate. I have been supportive of whatever the governor's efforts are in this regard, and I certainly told him that I will be supportive. And whatever the governor and president want to do moving forward, I just know this. I'm running for re-election, and I'm going to win the second congressional district, whatever it looks like. And we'll just leave it to that. He'll have to call a special session.
Yeah.
And I know this, it was tough the last go around, the state House, the state Senate. Missouri was the last state in the entire country to actually get a map out. So, you know, I hope they can do it. I hope they can do it in time. I'm sure there'll be lawsuits in many of these states that are redistricting. But you know what? I'm kind of tired of states like Illinois and New York and, frankly, California, even though Newsom's looking at another map, that have been stealing seats from the Republican Party
for a long time. I mean, that's kind of the problem I have. Look, it gives me pause on the doing it every couple of years. But you look at Illinois in particular, all you got to do. And how about the irony of the people from Texas seeking sanctuary in Illinois, one of the most gerrymandered states in the entire country? Ann Wagner, great to have you back. And I know you head back to D.C. with far less crime, I'm guessing, here in a couple of weeks. Thanks for hopping on here. That's got to be exciting, right?
But we'll talk. Thrilled.
We'll talk soon when you get back to D.C. Thank you, Ann.
All right, take
get more at 971talk.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.